You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Public Theater is wrapping up its third season with a new play that it commissioned, Birthday Candles, written by Grand Rapids native Noah Heidel. His work has been produced in New York, regionally, and around the world. And his original screenplay for the 2013 film Stand Up Guys starred Al Pacino, Alan Arkin, and Christopher Walken. Noah Heidel, welcome.
Thank you. My first time stateside.
Wonderful. And we hope not the last. Birthday Candles. This idea is fascinating. Taking us through the life of a woman named Ernestine Ashworth. How old is Ernestine when we first meet her?
She's 17. We meet her on our 17th birthday.
And by the end of the play?
By the end of the play, she has stopped counting.
She stopped counting. Now, what inspired that idea for you, Noah?
Well, this play actually was born out of kind of necessity. The Detroit Public Theater commissioned me, and I believe it's unprecedented in maybe the entire history of American theater, where they commissioned a play blind. It didn't have a title, not anything, and they said, okay, whatever you do, we're going to slot it into our production schedule. So I guess I designed partly the play to fit their practical needs. And so the impetus creatively was tied into trying to make it small, trying to make it a low production necessities in terms of finances, and easily repeatable, because I hope that this is the beginning of the life of this play.
Yeah, and we should note that DPT works out of the Max Fisher Center, where the DSO is, and it's a black box. So you're right. You've got certain restraints and also probably freedoms.
Right, and personally, I love restraints. I think if one was given an infinite amount of time and an infinite amount of resources, I don't know if the creative product would be any better than very little time and very little resources. So for me, I've tried to figure out ways to make a play seem a lot bigger with less people. So a lot of my plays have a lot of doubling. In this play, I believe there's 10 characters or 12 or something with 6 actors.
And that's fun for an audience to see an actor stretch to be person A and then character B and so on. You go, wow, that is a lot of fun for an audience, I find. I love that when you can see somebody get put through their acting paces.
Right. And one of the ways I hope to do it is that in this play, you see generations of, you see an actor play the mother, and then that same actor, you know, 5 minutes later, play the daughter. And then 5 minutes later, you see that same actor play the granddaughter. So it's not just doubling for practical use. I think it's doubling with an unconscious effect. So it's not just the practical, it's the using it to heighten the story, hopefully.
Yeah, that sounds great. Noah, when I think about, for example, a novelist releasing his or her work into the world versus a playwright. So the novelist is not sitting there at home watching the reader go through the book, but there you are in the theater taking in the audience reaction for better or for worse. Can you share with us a little of what that's like?
Absolutely. I think if a playwright is looking for a production to be an execution of their vision, they are going to have a very unfortunate life. It is, when you put it in real time, when you put it with real people, money, nerves, levels of ability, you deal with what you got. And so I'm in rehearsal all the time. I write a lot. I rewrite a lot with the actors that I have in front of me in mind. Like for this, this actor, Daniel, can play the guitar really well, and he kind of plays a funny next-door neighbor, and so he plays the guitar really well, and I worked it in narratively that's effective. I really feel that a production, for me, is a record of our time together in terms of these actors and this production team, and also the practical necessities of, for instance, this set is very wide, so sometimes actors have long crosses. So rather than have them do that in the clear, I write lines for them. So this script is tailored to the actors and to the space that we have. Next production will change. I think my job is to give a place for really creative people to engage with their imagination. So the less prescriptive I am, the better. Like you see adverbs, like describing how a line should be read, angrily surprised and stuff like that. It's just prescriptive to the actor. And cut them all. Take them out. Let the actor make those choices, because it's not your job to insert yourself into their ability to engage and find their own answers. And so for me, I'm setting up a place for people to go and engage as much as they can. And the less I'm there in terms of dictation, the better.
Well, the play Birthday Candles by playwright Noah Heidel is making its world premiere at the Detroit Public Theater. And it runs now through June 3rd. You can get all the details by going to the website, DetroitPublicTheater.org. And I know you're a believer in them because you're on their board. And they've done a lot to add to Michigan's theater scene in their three seasons. Noah, thank you so much for spending time with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.